guys, welcome back to my podcast. They don't care about us, so I tell you about individuals whose lives have been lost to the color of their skin, or those who wrongfully convicted of crimes they did not commit. Okay. In today's episode, we will be talking about Latasha Hollins and Rodney King. So let's discuss Latasha Hollins. Sorry. If I'm just recovering from a cold, so like, if I stop talking, that's why. Okay, so Latasha Hollins was born on January 1st, 1976 in East St. Louis, Illinois, which is Chicago, to Christina Hollins and Sylvester Vesta Arkoff Sr. She had one younger brother, Vesta Arkoff Jr., and one younger sister whose name was Christina. Family moved from Illinois to South Central Los Angeles in 1981. When Latasha was 6 years old, her father took a job in a steel foundry while her mother worked as a waitress in a local tavern. They lived near 89th Street and Broadway, just a few blocks from where Latasha would be killed 10 years later. Her father was known to be abusive towards her mother, attacking her in front of Latasha and her younger siblings at times. Their unstable marriage eventually ended in 1983. On November 27, 1985, Latasha's mom was rudely shot dead outside of Las Vegas nightclub by Cora Mae Anderson, a cop's new girlfriend, leaving Latasha and her younger siblings in the care of their maternal grandmother, Ruth Hollins. The death of her mother had a devastating impact on her because she began to rebel and argue with her grandmother and maternal aunt, Denise. At the time of her death, Latasha was a student at Westchester High School. Okay. Soon, Jadu's store, Empire Liquor, was located at the intersection of 94th Street and Figueroa Avenue. Vermont Vista Los Angeles was normally stopped by her husband and son. However, in the morning of the shooting, she happened to be walking behind the counter and her husband was outside resting in the family farm. Shortly before 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th, Latasha entered the store. Soon observed Latasha putting a $1.79 a bottle of oranges in her backpack. Du concluded that Latasha was attempting to steal and did not see the money held in her hand. Oh boy. So you just pissed me off, you know. Actually, I'm lying today. I know. Actually, 86 or something. I don't know what she was. Oh, okay, so. Do claims to have asked Latasha if she had intended to pay for the orange juice and. I don't think she would have seen the orange. I think she was just putting in her bag because she would probably buy more stuff. I don't know. But my god. My god. Okay. So soon, Jadu grabbed Latasha by her foot and snatched her backpack. Latasha struck her with her fist twice, knocking her to the ground. After she backed away, Dude angrily threw a stool at her. She then picked up the orange juice bottle that dropped during a scuffle and snatched the bottle from her. Latasha turned to leave. And soon, Jadu. And Latasha Hollins was killed at a young age. Young age. This girl didn't get to see her wedding. I guess she graduated high school. Get married, have children, go to college. But she didn't have that experience because this woman had took it away from her. This woman took that away from her. And she didn't belong in jail. I don't care how old she is. She could be 100 years old and ask to be in jail. Because how? You thought she was seeing the oranges? $1.99 a bottle of oranges. It's just ridiculous. It is very ridiculous, you know. Like, okay. Okay, let's talk about Rodney King. Rodney King was born on April 2nd, 1965, and he was beaten, and he was beaten. He was beaten by LAPD officers of a high speed chase during his arrest for drunk driving on I-210. These two cases, Rodney King and Sunja. My mic was in place. These two cases, Rodney King and Sasha Hollins, these both sparked the Los Angeles riots. Rodney King was beaten on March 1991, and Sasha was killed on March 16, 1991. This sparked revolution, you know? This happened 20 years. In March, it will be 20 years. And there is a documentary, LA 92. I don't think I watched it before, but I will watch it tonight. I like to watch these type of documentaries, you know. I just love Tasha. Like, you know, she is so young. She was 15 years old. Just on 15 January. And she just went by a damn apple juice. Orange juice, that's all. A damn orange juice. And you kill her, bitch. Because you thought she stole a damn orange juice. And even if she did, he had nowhere to kill her. Because he put she's 79 years old today. Hey, only look at that. Won't you look at that? And like, you can give a fucking 5 years probation, bitch. Don't even do nothing. That's 1992, 93, 4, 5, 6. He can't bring her girl back. She don't die. She can't bring her back. Yeah, when you can't get no ABC 4 for that reason, you know? But like, anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys check out the documentary LA 92. I don't know if it's on YouTube. You could watch it on National Geographic Documentaries. I think it's on there. But I am going to be watching that, well, not right now because I'm in school, but like after school. You know, because when I got on there, CNN Anchor, I want to be able to share these stories, you know, because their lives matter, you know. They wanted to do something with their life. Like Latasha, she wanted to be something, you know. I don't know what she wanted to be, I know she wanted to do something in life, you know. But it would be a doctor, lawyer, teacher, veterinarian, anything she wanted to do, she probably put her mind to it, and this woman ended her life tragically. And for what? A damn bottle of orange juice. A damn bottle of orange juice. Ah, boy, because. Oh, it's on. Wait, is it on Netflix? Oh, it's on Netflix. So if you. Oh, it is. Okay. I hope you guys check out the documentary LA 92. It talks about Rodney King, the trial of Rodney King and Tasha Lynn. So I hope you guys check that out. Love you guys. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Social distance. And don't forget to wash your hands.